With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. All three members of Montana's congressional delegation have now commented on the events in Charlottesville. Senator John Tester made these comments to Yellowstone Public Radio today.
Look, this is unacceptable behavior. This kind of hatred is something that we shouldn't be tolerating in this country. And I would hope that we snuff this out as quick as possible because it's not healthy for the country at all.
On Saturday, Senator Steve Daines appeared on television on Fox News, calling the then-still-unfolding events in Charlottesville, quote, repugnant.
This is bigotry. This is racism. This is hatred. These are views that we as the American people need to unite and reject.
Representative Greg Gianforte commented on Facebook Sunday, saying, quote, I wholeheartedly reject the vile hatred and disgusting bigotry that was on display in Charlottesville. Those who embrace such views do not represent the values that built our great nation, unquote. Gianforte said he and his wife were praying for the victims of the, quote, senseless violence. Today, Senator Tester also addressed President Trump's response to Charlottesville.
It could have been a stronger statement at the beginning. It should have been. It wasn't. He did come out with a stronger statement Sunday, and then yesterday backpedaled on that, which is unfortunate because this is the greatest country on earth, and it is the greatest country on earth because we've been able to put the kind of white supremacy and Nazism to bed. We need to keep it there.
Senator Tester was in Billings today, visiting the Interagency Fire Center there. I'm Maxine Spire.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. State climatologist Kelsey Jensko says what folks are seeing this summer, extreme fires, sudden droughts, snowpacks melting quickly, may be a vision of Montana's future.
There's growing evidence that these events are associated with increased warming and climate change.
And if this is what climate change looks like, it's expensive, Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
The eastern half of the state is gripped by the most severe drought in the nation. Farmers there lost nearly $400 million worth of crops last month when compared to the previous July. That's according to figures from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And Montana's wildfire season is costing the state more than $1 million a day. Here's Democratic Governor Steve Bullock.
This has been a difficult year, and by some estimates, our fire seasons are now about 78 days longer than they were two decades ago.
He says he hopes this summer isn't the new normal, but if it is, the state needs to face reality.
To not acknowledge or deal with our changing climate in a responsible way, it's short-sighted and dangerous.
He says the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation is currently updating the state's drought management plan. The last update was back in 1995. And Bullock says coal-fired power plants will either play a smaller role in Montana's energy future, or they'll find a way to make it less greenhouse gas intensive through carbon sequestration.
There's no way you're going to flip a switch tomorrow or 5 years and all of a sudden quit using coal or other fossil fuels for energy production. There's no way you're going to be able to do that in 15 or 20 years.
At this point, capturing carbon emissions at coal-fired power plants adds significant cost to running them. And the Trump administration's proposed budget cuts funding for research into carbon sequestration. Montana's first ever climate assessment is slated for release next month. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
Helena's City Commission has been debating and taking public input on the future of a Confederate memorial in that city since 4 o'clock this afternoon. Helena Mayor Jim Smith has previously said he opposed removing or altering the granite fountain, which was commissioned by the United Daughters of the Confederacy and dedicated in 1916. Smith now says he's open to the idea of removing it. Native American state lawmakers called for the memorial's removal yesterday after a weekend of violence, including a death, during a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The lawmakers said such monuments have stood for segregation, secession, and slavery. Both Mayor Smith and Commissioner Dan Ellison said they wanted to hear from the community and other commissioners before making a decision. Commissioner Ed Noonan said that he'd already made up his mind that the memorial must be removed. Crews managing the Blue Bay Fire on the east shore of Flathead Lake began a controlled burn at 2 o'clock this afternoon, about a mile above Highway 35. C.T. Camel with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes says the controlled burn is designed to eliminate vegetation along 10 acres of steep terrain on the southwest edge of the 65-acre wildfire that was sparked by lightning late last week.
It's on the bottom. It's very steep. Things have been rolling, so they're just trying to button up that corner.
The three 20-person crews on the burn and the helicopters conducting it will finish sometime this evening. People traveling along Highway 35 should expect to see more smoke and fire behavior and advises drivers to keep moving to limit congestion.
People evacuated due to the Lolo Peak fire west of Missoula will be allowed temporary access back to their homes starting tomorrow morning. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office says people who live in the evacuation area along U.S. Highway 12 will be able to get resident access permits at the intersection of Sleeman Creek Road and Highway 12. One permit per home will be issued, and they'll be valid from 9 a.m. to noon each day. Residents will be required to check in and check out at the permit station. The Sheriff's Office says additional information will be available at a public meeting on the fire tomorrow night at 7 p.m. in the Lolo School's upper gym. Information about temporary access to homes evacuated by the Lolo Peak fire is available at the Missoula County Sheriff's Sheriff Office's Facebook page. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will present his recommendation about 24 national monuments on federal land to President Donald Trump on August 24th. They'll outline which national monuments he thinks should be left alone, which should be scaled back, and perhaps even scrapped altogether. Trump called the monument areas, quote, a massive federal land grab by previous administrations. Monument advocates say undermining protections present significant economic, cultural, and environmental risks. During a telephone press conference today, environmental groups and officials from California and New Mexico discussed the ramifications of rolling back protections for designated monuments. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas vowed that
any attempt to revoke the designations by the Trump administration would not only be legally suspect, but would be open and subject to court action.
New Mexico has two of the 27 national monuments under review. Secretary Zinke said he'll likely recommend leaving Montana's Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument as is. I'm Eric Whitney.